In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. God made every single thing with a principle of movement. Just as a procession goes out from a church and goes around it and comes back in, so creation goes out from God and must come back to Him. And so everything has a way in which it comes back to God, that is, in which it obeys the law of God. Inanimate things such as rocks and planets move according to His law because they are moved by Him. They are given a physical law, and He gives those things motion. And we are amazed to see the order of the universe created by God. But plants and animals have life in them, and life is a principle of your own movement. You can move yourself when you have life. And so we put a plant in the ground, and we see that by itself it produces its flower and its fruit. And animals by themselves have their own lives and move toward the things that God has determined for them. And so the lion chases the gazelle because of the movement, the principle of movement that God has placed in them. But in angels and men, He has placed intellect and will so that we do not act like animals, merely going after some instinctive goal, but rather that we know God and we love Him. The purpose of the human soul is to love God. It has no other reason for existence. It is to love God. It says in Genesis that the Spirit of God moved above the waters, which means that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, infused into creation life. Life for these lower creatures is merely to exist, to eat, to reproduce. But life for men is to know God and to be with Him forever in heaven. And this supernatural life, which is a life beyond eating, beyond mere existence and mere reproduction of the species, this supernatural life of men we call sanctifying grace. And it is a participation in God's own life. And it was given to human beings from the very beginning of their existence. It was given to Adam and Eve. But when Adam and Eve sinned and fell, the life of the Spirit of God in them was destroyed. You have all driven on highways. You have seen at the side of the road from time to time a dead deer. That deer was a few hours earlier full of life, a beautiful, agile, nimble animal. Now it is lying dead. In an instant, this principle of movement and life was taken from it. And it becomes the food of birds. It begins to rot. It becomes the dwelling place of maggots and begins to stink. Until, after you pass it day after day, it looks worse and worse and worse, darker and blacker, until virtually it's ashes. The same is true of the soul once it is deprived of the life of God. It becomes a carcass. It becomes useless. it becomes destined to corruption. And God, taking pity on us in such a state, came and offered himself up on the cross for our salvation. But the pure act of offering himself up on the cross did not infuse in every man sanctifying grace. When Good Friday was done, the whole human race was not, because of it, in the state of sanctifying grace. By no means. What our Lord did was to make it possible for us to be restored to the original grace, to the original life. And this is what we celebrate today, is the restoration of the original grace into the souls of men. Think of a rag that is soaked with gasoline. It is not yet on fire. Rather, a match must be put to it in order that it blow up in flames. And so also by the redemption that took place on Good Friday, we are soaked in the blood of Christ. But we are not thereby on fire with the love of God. Yes, we have the possibility of restoration to sanctifying grace. But the Holy Ghost must come and set us on fire. And that is why we wear red today, because it signifies the heat of the fire of the love of God that is infused in the soul by sanctifying grace. The fire of charity, which orders the soul, puts everything in its place, and brings with it the peace and joy of the Christian life. Peace and joy that come from interior order and the interior possession of God, even in the midst of great human suffering, of great hardship, of great deprivation. Those who love God are at peace and have joy. This application of grace takes place in baptism. It is the restoration of the original justice of man. And here man is given back his principle of moving toward God once again and of enjoying the beatific vision. And so the life of grace in this world consists in acts which are pleasing to God. Just as a rose bush is given its life in order to produce the beautiful rose, which is pleasing to all, both by sight, by touch, by its beautiful fragrance. That is the purpose of the life of the rose bush, is to produce the beautiful rose. So the purpose of the life of God in the soul is to produce the flower of good works. Acts of love of God. There is no other purpose to human life. There is no other reason to exist. And so here on Pentecost, as we celebrate the infusion of the grace of God into our souls, the living, that is, those in the state of sanctifying grace already, should strive for perfection, just as fire strives to reach as high as it can and to be as hot as it can. And the dead, those in the state of mortal sin, should strive for life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.